Papa Audio presents Mommy IQ, The Complete Guide to Pregnancy by Rosie Pope. Read by the author with Rick Adamson, Fred Berman, and Kathleen McInerney. To my Nana, whose spirit has always and will always inspire me. To my husband, whose unwavering support has made this all possible. To my children, for teaching me every day how to be a better mom.
Foreword, Dr. Amos Grunebaum. I knew I wanted to be around babies from the time I was 5 years old. Growing up in Cologne, Germany, I often accompanied my father, a professional photographer, as he took pictures of newborns in the local hospital. It was when I was at his side, snapping close-ups of new babies, that I was inspired to become an obstetrician. In my experience, obstetrics is the most exciting medical specialty. Pregnancy and childbirth are two of the most amazing things that happen in this world, and who wants a boring job? Just think, over the course of 9 months, a woman can turn just two tiny cells into a thriving, breathing baby, or two, or sometimes more. My respect for women and mothers increases with each delivery I perform. I love the passion and thought women bring into their pregnancies. Yes, even when those passions and thoughts result in 3 a.m. phone calls. The other reason I'm a doctor? I'm a child of the 60s and grew up with the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Kinks, the Who, and Bob Dylan. For a very short time, I played bass in a local rock group. I loved being on stage, but it quickly became apparent that I was tone deaf and a terrible singer. Naturally, the next best thing was to become a doctor. The British term for an operating room is the operating theater, so I found another opportunity for performing, no singing required. I do enjoy returning to my musical roots, though. Even if I never made it as a rock star, as long as it makes my patients comfortable, I now play music during deliveries, and my preferred song is Beautiful Day by U2. Over the last 30-plus years, I have delivered over 3,000 babies. And still, each and every time I take care of a pregnant woman and deliver her baby, I am amazed. Each experience is different. With today's technology, many details of a pregnancy can be predicted ahead of time, such as the baby's sex, weight, and other physical characteristics. But there is still one mystery that is only revealed when the baby emerges from the uterus, the child's hair color. At the present time, there is no medical test in the world that can determine the hair color ahead of the delivery. When my daughter Emma was born with a shock of red hair, not only were we happy that she was healthy, we reveled in the beauty of her unique appearance. It may seem like a small detail, but it goes to show you there will always be an element of surprise in the delivery room. I also enjoy being an obstetrician because I find that pregnant women exemplify selflessness, something many people believe has disappeared from our culture. I have the great privilege of witnessing a pregnant woman's selflessness every day. A mother-to-be needs and deserves to be fully informed about what's happening both to her body and her baby. She needs the freedom to make smart, informed, and often selfless decisions for her family based on that information. Many pregnant women are reluctant to ask their doctor too many questions. But remember, doctors are not mind readers. Don't be afraid to ask about the issues that concern you. Any good doctor will welcome your questions with open arms, especially because sometimes the smallest concerns, the ones you think are probably nothing, may need medical attention right away. For this reason, I openly encourage my patients to ask me every question they can think of, and I encourage them to do it the modern way, by email. However, I do admit, there are some questions I may not be able to answer, like who will win next year's Super Bowl. You might want to ask Rosie's husband about that one. Which brings me to Rosie herself. I delivered Rosie's 3 children. Rosie has asked more questions than almost any mother I've ever met, because she knows she's not just asking them for herself, she's asking them for all of you mothers-to-be out there. Rosie is adamant that every mother deserves the highest quality of care and the most thorough, up-to-date information at every step along the way. But she has also maintained a real sense of wonder about pregnancy and delivery, despite having already gone through the whole process 3 times. I knew from the moment Rosie mentioned the idea for this book that it would really speak to the women I see every day in my office, women who are busy, ambitious, with a full plate of responsibilities, and who are both overjoyed and sometimes a bit scared about their transition to motherhood. Women who need the facts, but who also need a friendly guide through this period of change, excitement, and hope. My prescription for all women who are pregnant or trying to conceive is to have Rosie Pope in their lives.